Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. My name's Barney. To my left is Stiffy. How are you, bloke?
Good. Fuck yeah. I am really good.
That is fucking good to hear.
Yeah, mate. We did the race. We're going to dedicate this episode all about Gundy 500.
This is Gundy.
I might just turn the microphones up a bit because I can't hear myself. Mate, it's all happening.
It's been, mate. We've even got a little bit of fucking rain happening. It's been raining for a couple of days, and it's fucking wet.
This week is crazy, isn't it?
Ah, it's fucking
nuts. I'm glad we got that race done, you know, on the weekend, because pretty much once we got home on Sunday night, and like right now it's Thursday, but it started spinning on Sunday night.
Yeah, on the way home.
And it's just rained ever since.
I'm actually surprised you even noticed it was raining on the way home, because you were fucking out of it. You slept for ages, and then we'd be talking and Stevie, it's just fucking, Stiffy's not here, man.
I was done.
Stiffy's not here, man.
I was fucking toast after that race. He was cooked.
And I can see why, too. Like, that's it's a grueling race.
There's a bit going on, like, even just the focus and the concentration, and then you're getting absolutely fucking flogged in that car. You know, it's just bouncing you around. You're getting... you're just getting thrown around. That track is not smooth. That track is aggressively
nasty. Mate, I'm going to cut you off there.
Fucking oath.
Fuck, I'm thirsty.
Well, what do we normally do about that?
Mate, we normally get a drink.
Righto.
Let me get one.
Okay, go to the fridge. Holy. Righto, what have we got going on here today? Who's sponsoring the show today?
Mate,
what's or not sponsoring?
We've got a couple of Brick Lanes Natural Drafts.
Brick Lane.
Now, I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is one of the beers that Mick Beloy is actually involved in.
Oh, yeah, right.
So shout out to Mick. I'd fucking love to have a beer with that fucker. He's a funny cunt, isn't he?
No, he's got some natural talent.
Yeah, he is, mate. He's just naturally funny.
What is this? This is a 1.3 standard drink. Yeah. What percentage are we running here?
Well, that'd have to be 4.6.
It is a 4.6er.
4.6.
Super natural refreshing draft. Brick Lane natural draft. Righto, I'll crack. There you go. There's my crack. They crack good. These cans crack good.
Probably Australian made, mate. The cans.
Well, I don't know.
No, well, it'd be Australian made if Mick Malloy's got his hand in it. He's a bit of a knocker.
Right, I'll have a swig of that. Fuck, that goes right for a can too.
Very strong flavours.
It is.
Overtones.
I did just have a cough lolly beforehand. I've got a bit of a sore throat cracking on. And I'm like, that's just excited.
Cough
the old
lolly and beer.
Annie Cole just went,
Do you know anyone that actually has beer and ice cream?
Oh. What's that?
Beer? No, just have a beer and eat ice cream at the same time and finish up
doesn't
with the
that
beer. Yeah.
Curdle your guts.
So one of my mates, shout out to Hugo, he's fucking old man. Kenny could actually fucking have a beer and eat ice cream.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's one of those weird things I remember as a kid.
Yeah, right.
Fucking can't do it.
Well, that goes all right. I don't mind the old Brick Lane.
Yep.
Get your laughing gear around. Go to where'd you get this from?
Dan Murphy's.
Oh, Uncle
went
Dan's.
To the Uncle Dan's today to get all my piss.
Yep, Uncle Dan's. Brick Lane, natural rye. It actually, it goes good. I like it.
It's very drafty. It actually says so on the label too, draft.
Mate, so what a weekend. Where should we start with this?
Mate,
should we start at the start?
We've got to start at the start. Like, so we were a bit of an early rise.
Friday morning. We met JR's place at...
5:30, I think it was.
5:30.
Yeah, 5:30. So we chucked the rest of our gear into his, into the race car.
Yeah.
Into the, what would you call it?
Well, it's the race trailer. Yeah.
The race trailer. So chucked all our gear in there, mate, and jumped in the Chevy.
That's the first time you've seen that race trailer, isn't it?
Fuck yeah, mate. I remember you telling me that, like, he is fucking, so focused on shit like that. And, mate, you can tell every step of the way that thing is smick.
That thing is absolutely, like, fucking phenomenal. And he's not allowed to ever sell it. Even if someone offers him 250 grand, he's not allowed to sell it. Because
everything's for sale.
Because, man, I tell you what, the amount of effort he put into that, I'd hate for sale.
You can tell.
Yeah, definitely. It's mint. Yeah. It absolutely, and it works good how the car sits in there, how he ties it down. It's very quick and easy, of course. And then, of course, up the front, you've kind of got this workshop / kitchenette.
Kitchen, yeah. So you've got your knives and forks in the bloody toolbox. And it's mint. I like it. You've done a fucking fantastic job.
Yeah, definitely. So the boys are all packed, ready. They were sort of waiting on us, weren't they?
They were, mate. I was sort of just a tad late, I think I was. Probably 2 minutes late or so.
Anyway, we were good. We were good.
Yeah, but we chucked our shit in there and then we trudged on. So our first stop was Aratula.
Yeah, could not blow through Aratula without stopping at the old bakery. We've spoken about this before on a potty. Yeah. You have to stop.
What did you go, Steve?
I think I've said this before. I'm a dirty whore for a cheese and bacon.
Cheese and bacon pie.
Yeah, cheese and bacon.
They do make a great pie there, though, too. So.
Yeah.
We actually got a couple of messages in for the best pies around, too, didn't we? Just sort of text messages.
Oh, that was on Facebook, wasn't it?
It was on Facebook, so.
Yes, that was on the group.
That's another episode, but stop there. JR, of course, mate, he can organise. So this bloke has got all his shit in one sock, hadn't he?
Yeah.
So we had bread rolls like from the bakery. So 42 bread rolls.
He rang up like the day before and went, instead of going shopping into Woolworths and just buying day old or whatever, or frozen, or if you can only get 6 or 8, he's just going,
nothing but the best for the race group.
Let's pick up 42 fresh bread rolls.
Oh my god, they were good too, weren't they?
We did bring some home because there was supposed to be another 3 lads that were going to come out, but there was a bit going on with them, so we was going to feed all of them. Got some bread rolls, fresh bread rolls from the bakery. That was good.
Yep, I don't think we even put any tunes or anything. We were just sort of yarning all the way out, really, weren't we? So
yeah.
I don't think we got any tunes at all on just talking shit.
We were just talking shit all the way out.
It was nothing to do with race cars or anything. So.
And we didn't have any problems, as in driving problems, getting out there or coming back.
No, because you normally do. So I think I'm actually the good luck charm, so I need to go on all the trips because I've seen photos with swapping over tyres from the U-Haul trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day.
How was that fucking road from where was the last town that you go through? Ingham?
No.
Inglewood through to Gundawindi.
Mm.
Fuck, that road can go eat dick.
It is, mate. It's like fucking just flat out whoops.
It was throwing us around in that car. Like obviously it's that black soil country, but man, that road is fucked.
Yeah.
For all the truckies out there that have got to run that road daily, man, that would be annoying because it's fucked.
Yeah. I actually spoke to a truckie one day. He sort of overtook me on that same road. Mm. And I was doing 100 and he went past me flying. So I called him up on the two-way and said, mate, how the fuck are you sitting in that thing? He said, bloke, he said, fucking.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Sit, and he said, I'm standing up. So that was actually stolen, that story. So yeah. I'm fucking sorry, but I had to say it.
Yeah.
But you would have to stand up. Oh, you couldn't sit down.
Like, it was just nonstop bouncing. But then there was a couple where you just like, fuck, did we just run over a car or something? Yeah.
There was probably the fucking people living in those potholes in there.
Oh, that was
massive.
It wasn't
even the potholes, really. It was just the whoops.
Just the way the road has scalloped. Scalloped? Is that even a word? For a road condition? For fucked.
Sunk.
Just sunk and fucked.
That's that melon hole country, which is raced on as well. So, yeah, so that gets that fucking shitty ass fucking road over and done with. We pull into fucking into the showgrounds.
Yep. Based at the showgrounds.
Where we met Gundawindi Jesus.
Oh, I forgot all about this.
You forgot about Gundy Jesus.
Holy dooly. The first dude that we talked to was Gundawindi. We called him Gundawindi Jesus.
Gundawindi Jesus, mate.
Why did we call him Gundawindi Jesus?
Oh, he had the long hair, the beard, and the fucking... Yeah, I don't know. If Jesus is around now, he'd wear a floral shirt. I'm sure, and he had a floral shirt on with a fucking picture. I'm sure it was his dog or something on there too, but...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but the funny thing that JR was doing, like, as he was talking to him, and we were talking to him for a bit because he was a little bit fucking... He was nowhere.
He was slow?
Yeah, he was just... He was fucking on planet fucking somewhere else and...
Yeah, oh, so dude, I think he sucked down a few Winnie Greens before he started his shift, you know?
But the more Justin started talking to him, the more Justin started imitating...
Yeah.
His fucking lingo.
Yep.
Man, like, you just see whether JR might have been getting stoned. Lucky they didn't drug test him the next day or something, not the smell. But yeah, it was just, that was the first little section of Gundawindi. Yeah. Welcome to Gundawindi. I hope you enjoy your grinning greens.
Did we see him at all for the rest of the trip out there?
I've seen him a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, right. Yep.
And his girlfriend too, so that'd be Mary, I suppose. No, Mary's mother, wasn't he? Fucking, I know my religion, so shout out to my religion teachers. You've fucking done well.
Yeah, so he helped us check into the showgrounds, and obviously he really didn't know what was going on. He really didn't.
No, he was trying.
Yeah, he was trying. But the lady that was helping out, she was awesome. She got us sorted and got us over to where we... And how's the location that we had in that showgrounds?
Power. Yeah, really good.
Power. Yep, we had water. Toilet, shower right there, and, yeah, water.
Yeah.
So... That was fucking awesome. So, yeah, we dropped the caravan. Oh, I'm not using caravan.
The car trailer.
The race trailer.
The race trailer.
Yeah, dropped it off because we had to obviously drop it off to then go do reconnaissance. And the timing was good. We got out there at like 10:30, I think, and then the site lapped open at about 11:30.
Yeah, I think they pushed it back to 12. I think 12. We were sitting on that start line for quite a while. So
yeah, we were too.
Yeah, probably go back for the photos and have a look at that.
So we ripped out the GPS or the race Lawrence. Where we plot the course and, got it out of the car and packed a little esky, I guess.
Yep, for the passengers only, so.
Yep.
Yep. And then, so this is 85 kilometres we worked out the track.
End up being 85, yeah.
And it took us 3 fucking hours of bouncing around. And he wasn't putting around. Like, it was, no, like, you've got a speed limit you can do while, don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
There's people that definitely done it, I reckon, about two.
If you do it any faster than we did, you're just breaking your car.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to tear wheels off it.
Fucking rough. And the thing that I noticed, like, I mean, I was obviously in the back too and I was having a few tins, so I was just having a great time.
Yeah.
And it didn't look that wet. Like, there was definitely holes. The melon holes were full of water.
Yeah.
Here and there. But when you go back and watch some of the aerial and the drone footage, that track was fucking wet.
Yeah, there was a couple sections where that one that's on the... where you see it's all wet and that car ends up in the dam. That was bad. There was probably, I reckon, 3 or 4 of those sort of sections in the whole race. Otherwise, the rest of it was quite dry.
Yeah.
But there certainly was a lot of wet stuff. And where it was wet was fucking wet because all of that water ended up coming in the car.
Yeah. So if you are on our socials and that, have a look. There's Sniffy's chucked up a little clip of a car that actually come around there and went sideways and done a big loop and come back and reversed into this. It's just a melon hole. It's not actually a dam or anything.
Nah.
It's just a fucking big hole in the ground.
Yeah, it probably had like a foot of water in it, maybe.
Foot of water.
Yeah.
So there's actually that little foot of water will actually come up in another story that I've got too.
Oh, excellent. Good.
Yeah.
So the reconnaissance went well. Yeah, like you said, 3 hours it took us to get around that to do. It was probably a bit over 3 hours. And it was only 85 kilometres long.
Mm.
So that sort of gives you an idea on we were doing it as fast as we could in the Chevy without damaging the Chevy, because that's how rough it is. You're just going through all the... Like, if we were to count how many bumps that there would fucking be a million bumps.
You couldn't count them.
No.
It'd be like counting the stars.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we got that done. Oh, how was the finish line? So right before the finish line, there's a finish line jump, and just before that is a fucking big drop-off, right? It's a man-made drop-off, and we went over it. And actually, we probably should back this up a bit. How was Levi's effort? Let's have a chat about that, because
I'm glad you went back to that.
Yeah.
That man.
Yep.
He should have got a fucking medal for that.
He sunk some tins,
mate,
didn't he?
He was fucking on fire.
Yeah, he was out
on
there.
On fire, in fire, around fire.
You know, and Friday's the day, if you're going to have a session over the weekend, Friday's the day to have it.
Yeah.
Because there's not much going on, but there's a bit going on.
Yeah.
Where Saturday, Sunday is a fucking shit ton going on. So, yeah, he nudged it.
Yeah, so we had like 3 hours of there, so he was fucking smashing tins down there. So he jumped in the other car, into Nash's car.
Yeah.
And, Matty. So there was the drunken two-way chat. Towards the end, I reckon it was only towards the last hour, so I don't know what he was actually drinking then. But
yeah.
Yeah,
I think whatever was in the esky.
Mate, he was on a fucking mission.
Yeah.
But he didn't stop then.
No. Fuck no.
Going, mate. He can drink that.
He can drink, yeah. And he was having a fucking great time of his life. He was.
Great.
Hats
time.
Off to you.
Yeah.
I think I was working probably too hard. I think I had one.
You were. You.
I had one can.
Have his fucking game face on. So, yeah, everyone else was sort of sitting back. I think Kai was the only sober one. So,
yeah.
And JR, because he's driving. Yeah, obviously, correct. So.
But yeah. Yeah, the boys gave it a good old nudge in the other car, which is good. And there was good two-way chat on the UHF.
I love a good bit of two-way chat when you're sort of, when you're four-wheel driving and that, you've got the banner going on.
Of course, yeah, definitely. There was a few little fucking jabs there, which is good.
Lots of jabs.
And that's what makes a bit of Friday pretty cool, is because it's so relaxed that, you know, you can have a few mates out there with you to check out the racetrack. You're like, they, you know, like Nash and Matt, they've never seen a racetrack like that before. So that was a good little outing for them. To go check it out and go, right, well, that's what the boys are going to be racing on.
Yep.
And when they saw that drone footage on the Saturday that, you know, when we were racing, they were just like, holy fuck, that racetrack has completely changed from yesterday.
It's like the water was coming out of the ground as you're going over. It must have been just bloody pulling it up from the ground.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Back to the jump.
Then we were finished. So I think the boys had to pull up for a bit of a piss, right?
Yeah.
So we just sort of, we were only like a kilometre away
from... Can you press pause for a second?
Oh, yeah, right. Copy. Righto, we're back.
Sorry about that, mate. I had a fucking...
I'd take a phone call.
Fucking phone call that I've been waiting on for ages.
So, mate, we're talking about that finish line jump that just before it, there's... So when you come into the stadium of Gundawindi, they have a finish line jump. And just before that, they made another little jump. And it's got this real little... nasty drop off on the other side of it.
On the other side. So from this side, you really can't tell too much about it. So.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. It just looks like you could just drive over it.
Mm.
So you can drive over it, but you've just got to slow down. Anyway, the boys didn't, did they?
They did not slow down.
No.
So Nash was in a patrol.
Yeah.
A patrol is a...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Call them, sir.
Uh-huh.
And, he's fucking hit this thing. And I reckon he was sort of lining up that finish jump.
He was probably looking up. Yeah,
he was
looking
up at that. And neck minute, fucking boom, she's nosedived. And I think I went for a bit of a drive back in the Gundy with him on the Sunday, I think it was.
Yep.
When I got the fucking gout.
I was going to bring that up later.
Cover that in a minute. But Nas took me into the chemist to go get some fucking pills, but... Yeah, yeah, she's definitely a bit clunky and banging in the front and the back. So
yeah. Oh well, we'll see how we should get a mechanical report off him.
We should do actually,
and find out how he went because he hit hard. I do remember a couple of cars last year. Didn't they jump? Were you there? I might be thinking of another place, but there was cars that jumped a jump and broke the front end. I don't think it was that track. It might have been somewhere else.
That would be one to do it on, because, I mean, those trophy trucks and stuff like that, like that, they were sailing over it, but I think you had to hit it.
Correct.
At a full speed, you couldn't sort of do it half-assed.
Yeah, because it was kind of like scalloped out on the other side.
Yep.
And when you actually clear it, like when you jump it, it's smooth landing, but when you don't, you'd...
Yeah. So that was the reconnaissance lap.
Yeah,
done.
But during the reconnaissance lap, we probably should... You made some jerky, and I think you talked about this on the potty before we left, that you're going to go home and make your special jerky.
Yep.
And it was fucking yummy. You made two. You made the standard one and a hot one, like a bit of chili in it.
Yep.
And fuck, man, they taste... It was good, wasn't it?
It was good jerky.
And you shared it around.
A little bit of sharing around. I ate most of it
but
myself.
You probably had a bit too much, didn't you?
Yeah, I still haven't shit yet, so... I'm a bit bound up.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, fucking hell, man, that was fucking... Jesus, I'm like... Dude.
Have I?
Yeah, so you ate a lot of jerky.
I ate a lot
of jerky.
We
might come back to that later. But anyway, that was the scrutiny. No, that was the reconnaissance done. I did all my notes. I got the track plotted. So I was happy. We pretty much nailed it. I could then switch off and have a few drinks.
Yep.
We had to go back and get the car ready and do scrutineering, and that was good.
It was good, mate. It was. Set up the bit of the camp, and great setup. A couple of big fucking... pull out gazebos and fucking awning off the race trailer.
Yeah.
And then...
It was a quick setup, eh?
Like, a very quick setup. And considering that we sort of got to set up and pack up each time to go...
Yeah.
Because it is at Goondiwindi Showgrounds where we're camping, and then the 20 minutes journey out to the Gundy 500. So,
yeah.
So putting cars on and off. And it was quite easy. Like, it wasn't a hassle at all.
No. It's pretty good. It is much nicer when you're at some races where you don't need to do that. You actually stay in the pits all weekend. But they just don't have the facilities out there, and it might be something to do with the insurances and stuff like that. But even though they had toilets and we've got showers on board, it's like, well, realistically, we could have.
Yeah.
But it might have been insurances or something like that.
Who knows? That's a question for them, I suppose. So.
But the scrutineering went well. The car passed, flying colours, all of it done. We got a good look at everyone else's car. And, mate, we pretty much had an early night, didn't we? We pretty much went back and we were in bed by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think Levi was up still having a few cans.
Fucking Levi, the pest. He's come over, so I've snuck off and done the fucking big, dropped the fucking smoke bomb and fucking sneaked into my swag and got in there all comfy. And next thing, scratch, scratch, scratch on the side. I go, oh, fucking, what's going on here? He said, are you sure? You just don't want one more. Just one more. I said, nah. I said, I'm fucking done. I'm cooked. So he's a fucking lovable lad. Like, he's a character.
He was having a fat ass time.
He was having a great old time. And then, because I'm sitting there listening after that, and so everyone's, oh, yeah, right, I'm going to bed this time, and people are going off for showers and shit like that. And Levi goes, yeah, right, I'm going to need to just stay up for another 5 or so minutes because I'm going to have one more. Otherwise, I'm going to be awake at 4:30. So how he worked that out, I don't know. But but I think he'd end up staying up and having two more. And he was, mate, the happiest fucking drunk I reckon I've ever met.
Oh, dead set. Yep. He had a really good glow going, and that was good.
It was great entertainment. Thank you for that.
Saturday morning, we all woke up, and tell you what, Levi, he woke up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Brand new.
He was feeling fantastic. I'm like, dude. Brand new. Really? The amount of tins you sunk yesterday, I'd be in the hole. I'd be in the fetal position.
So once you guys actually left, so we'll go back a little bit from that too, but once you guys left, after breakfast was done.
Yes.
Cracking tins again. So it's just back on it again. So.
Champion.
Yeah. Champion effort.
Champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so we had to get out the racetrack quite early. Did...
The driver's brief. Oh, you've done the driver's briefing, obviously, first. That's where everyone goes up and blows in the bag. And everyone talks about the rules and regulations. And they didn't do the Australian anthem or anything like that.
No.
I thought that might have been an Australian anthem sort of thing.
No. But then Saturday morning is pretty much, prologue. The first thing we need to do is prologue. And the prologue we've got to do, and I'll explain this in my other potty, was it's only a 10K little hot lap.
Yep.
You use 5K of the track going out of out of the racetrack, and then you cut across and you do the last 5K coming back in. So it's just a 10K hot lap. We had to go out and do a sight lap, and then you line up, and then you do that lap flat out as fast as you can to then seed for the race.
So talk me through it. How did that go? Like, so we took the spare tyre off. We had minimum fuel in. Everything was checked before we went. So what?
Yep, so no spare tyre on. We lightened the load. We only had enough fuel in there to really do, it was 10 kilometres. We probably had enough fuel to do sort of 15 or 20K. So run really light, try and get the but there's two, like running light is a good thing, but sometimes it's a bad thing because you lose traction. Sometimes you need a bit of weight to get your traction down, otherwise you're just wheel spinning everywhere. So it's kind of a counterbalance, but we ran no spare, no fuel, just went out and did it as fast as we could. And we nailed it. It was the cars went every minute. Where we've been to some races where they release them every 20 seconds or 30 seconds, and we've actually caught cars before, and then you're chewing their dust and slowing you down.
Yeah.
So this race was good. They released us every minute, and we did not have any problems with traffic, as in we did catch the car in front of us, but we didn't nowhere near. I think if it was a minute gap, I think we made up sort of 20 seconds or 30 seconds over that 10K.
Yeah.
It was nothing crazy.
So after prologue's over and done with, I think you started in, was it sixth?
We prologued, was it sixth? Fastest?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was sixth. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was sixth. So that's where you line up and you get to go.
It was sixth in class.
In your class.
Yeah, so, correct. Yeah. And I think it was, we lined up on position 32 or 35 from memory out of the 100 vehicles that were there for the day.
Yep, so you got to go off quite early, sir.
Yeah, and they released us, actually, in the race, they released us much quicker, as in every 20 seconds on the race. And that really just so that you got all the cars out faster than every minute, because if you did it every minute with 100 cars, that's 100 minutes, so that's over an hour and a half. The lap time for the first car, they do it in 1 hour. So we wouldn't actually release all the cars before that car came back for his second lap.
Yeah.
So we had to get them all. They've got to get them all out pretty quick. So it's all 20-second intervals of leaving, which doesn't sound much, but on the track it is a fair way when you're – well, not, it's not really a fair way either, but it was kind of like, right, you're catching cars. And then there was also faster cars that just prologued shithouse behind us, and they caught us as well. And when I say faster cars, different classes in – you know, V8s and
whatnot. We call them dead set trophy trucks.
Yeah, correct. And they come flying.
Are they wider than 2.5 metres? Because they look bigger than 2.5.
I'll tell you what, some of the gateways, remember the gates that we went through?
You're looking at it. I'm starting to breathe in as we're going in the Chevy, and that's, that's pretty wide.
Yeah, some of these gates that we're going through, because they're just people's properties.
Yeah.
But they're out there, they've got the metal, instead of like split posts, they're running the steel.
Yeah, like a ball casing
pipe. Yeah, pipe. And these, like the Chevy only just fit through them. Yeah. The trophy trucks only just fit through them.
Yeah.
So when you're going through them, like in the buggy, we got a bit of clearance. But at the same time, you're not going through them straight. You're always sort of on a bit of an angle. So you're
doing a bit of dancing.
You sort of, and there's a few times where, you know, you might be going through these gates at 80K an hour. And you just like, and you go through them within a split second. But you're just like, oh, yep, we made it.
Yeah.
So, mate, the first race... listen, didn't go good. Didn't go to plan on Saturday. For some reason, we blew a belt. Now, it wasn't a brand new belt. We did use a belt that had a little bit of time on it, but it should have lasted the distance, because I think we've talked about the Fink Desert race where we used a second-hand belt for our 220 kilometres, and it lasted after we blew that brand new belt. So, don't know what's going on there. But anyway, we blew a belt at about the 45-kilometre mark or 50-kilometre mark. It was just over halfway. So I got out of the car, put a new belt on it. It was about a six-minute, seven-minute sort of fix on the side of the track. And actually, it was in a one of the parts that it blew where there was nowhere to pull off the frigging racetrack either. Like, so we rolled as far as we could to, right, well, we've got to pull off now. And we were sort of in the long grass and in the sticks up against the fence line. But I was on the right side of the car. I was in on the left-hand side of the car, out of harm's way, while other cars were coming flying past us. But at the same time, before you get out of the car, you have to acknowledge some of the safety requirements as well. So if the car stops at any time, you on our rally safe, which is a module in the car that talks back to headquarters or back to race control, and every car's got one. If as soon as you stop, the rally safe spikes up a question, are you okay? And you've got to respond to that. There's four buttons, and really the first initial one is, are you okay? And you can press SOS or we're okay. And as soon as you press okay, then it asks you another couple of questions. Are you on the track? Is the track clear or not? And you've got to respond to that quite quickly. And because we're off the track, we get off the track. So what that does is give race control a lot of information of, right, are you okay to start with, and is the track blocked? Clear. Because you've got cars coming at a great rate of knots, and we were in a bad position, as in we were in a really bad position. It wasn't just in one of the open paddocks where you could just roll off into and everyone could see you. We were in a position where you really didn't see us until you're on top of us.
Yeah.
So before I get out of the car, I have to and Justin can't reach it. So for him to reach it, he'd have to unbuckle, which we don't want him to do. We want him to stay buckled in, stay focused, that when I get back in the car, we've only got to worry about me getting buckled in, not two of us. So before I get out of the car, I've got to talk to race control, which is pressing buttons, answering questions, and then I can get out. Probably takes 10 seconds to do that. It's not a big deal, but it is a safety requirement to do before you do anything.
And it'd feel like a long time while you're doing it to wait for the response. Yeah. That why you're sort of under time restraints. And
because as soon as the belt blew, I knew I had to get out. So I was already unbuckled and the car was rolling. We're probably only doing 20 kilometers an hour, but I was unbuckling myself and getting rid of my comms and getting rid of my helmet blower and things like that, so I could just climb out. And I was just about to jump out. I'm like, oh fuck, no, I've got to do the race, you know, do that. So, but that was good. It was just bang bang, got out, ripped the belt off. I ripped the cover off. The belt had blown. I've put a photo up on our Facebook page. Have a look at that. She just anyway. So put a new belt on it, and away we went. Got back into the car, and it does take a while. And I'll tell you what, I'm a half fit person, like, you know, but I'm not fit. I'll tell you what, I got back in that car and I'm huffing and puffing trying to do everything. Because you're in your race gear and you're bent over and you got your helmet still on, you're trying to do everything.
Yeah.
Oh, and then get back in the car, then trying to strap it.
See, a lot of that would be adrenaline on that too. So.
Yeah.
And I think actually what I need to explain too is what type of car we're racing too.
So it's,
we actually haven't told. We're sort of
I guess if you look on our Facebook page, you'll get a good look at it. But it is a Can-Am Maverick X3, a 2022 model. So yeah, jump on our Facebook page, have a look at the Lads Potty Facebook page, because we pretty much are putting up some good content from that race about the car, some photos, a bit of fucking around, joking and whatnot. So, and you did a really good time lapse, which I think came out this afternoon. Of when we fixed the car that night.
Yep.
It was an awesome little time lapse. So
it would have been great, but so I'd actually didn't tell anyone I was putting the camera up there.
No.
And fucking, we're all just. I was actually just going to stand in the corner and see if I could be the only person that didn't move. It didn't happen because I got asked to do something. So fucking jump into action and do shit.
But
right at the end, Justin's throwing something, like, not in anger or anything, just like flick something over. It's hit the spare tyre that's went into the stable, bounced up, hit the phone, and knocked the phone down onto the ground. So we would have had a little bit more footage, but we didn't. So.
Yeah,
but it was the perfect shot. So.
Correct.
So that goes back to the car. So we're back to the belt.
Yeah.
So the belt, so you were about 7 minutes out of the car, I think you were saying?
About 7 minutes. By the time we got back in and strapped in, it was about 7-8 minutes by the time we then started going again.
Yeah.
And we put a belt on it, and we pretty much got back up the pace really quickly. You know, that was just like, right, we got a job to do now. Justin just drove the wheels off it. I was still trying
literally.
To, yeah, I was still trying to get my shit together as he was racing. I was strapped in, but I was trying to find my helmet blower and fucking this and that. Look, anyway,
I remember sort of strapping in and sort of
there's a process,
stuff, mate. There is a big process.
Yeah,
so.
Yep.
Yeah, so to do that while you're on the run,
because when
the adrenaline's running,
correct? Yeah, and like you just want to get your seatbelt on as fast as you can so that he can go.
Yep.
Everything else, all the all the
blower,
and all of that stuff can. I can get that on later.
Yep.
So, yeah, we did that. And also,
how many Ks was that into it?
I reckon that was around 50K mark.
So we're about halfway. So.
A bit over halfway. Yeah. And then before we finished the first lap, it was probably about 5 kilometres from the end, maybe a bit more. Justin said, I've got no brakes. And I'm like, fuck. And he wasn't using the brakes hard enough to boil the brakes.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, well, maybe we have boiled the brakes. But in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, fuck, okay, this is not good. And then when he was pumping the brakes up, he would get a pedal back. And then, of course, you know, when you don't use your brakes because you're on the throttle, and then next corner or next time he went to go use the brake pedal went back to the ground.
Yep.
He could pump it up and get brakes back. So I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound like boiling. There's something else going on. So there was something else going on. We, for the last 5 kilometres and then coming across the finish line, we were like, right, we've got to do this next whole lap, this next 80 kilometres with no brakes, physically no brakes. And that raises a concern because you're like, well, you need brakes.
Yeah.
But then you just can't go as fast as you want to do. But anyway, we really only got about a kilometre into the second lap and the back right, back left-hand wheel went, no, you're not going any further.
Yep.
And almost fell right off. So we had a mechanical failure on the back left wheel, which what ended up happening was the disc brake, we broke the disc brake, and that's what was going on with the brake caliper in a way. So we did that. We broke the brake caliper. Not the brake caliper, the brake rotor. We broke it. The wheel was 3/4 falling off. And we just went, righto, well, our day's over. Our day's done.
Yep.
Couldn't go any further. So it was a DNF. We end up DNFing the first day. Yep. No more racing.
Yep. So these boys...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Throughout racing, Levi and we'd already cracked the can, obviously, and so we're sitting back in the pits and we're watching cars come in. It's 2 laps, they should be keep on going. So there was 2 other Can-Ams in the same class,
yep,
and both of them come in with a wonky back wheel.
Yeah.
So we're going, as soon as that happened, as soon as Levi gets the phone call and going, and you can see the sort of dread on his face, and yeah, we're broken down a K after the finish line. I went, bet you it's a back wheel.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Next minute.
So I think there was about 30 cars on that first day that had wheel problems. Either they fell off or they broke wheels. So that's a fairly high consumption rate of, you know, of failures to the wheels. Now, everything's tight on those cars. It's not like we left something loose. It's just the stresses and the load that goes through when you're bouncing around, jumping around and twisting and turning, you're not landing square on all four wheels. You are actually landing, you're pivoting on one wheel first. Like
a lot of pressure. Front and left. What do they run? 32s, don't they? On the back and front.
So there's a lot of torque that goes through the wheels, the axles.
And a lot of horsepower. And how many horsepower?
I'm not too sure on horsepower.
Well, it's 1,000cc.
900cc turbo. Yeah,
so
triple.
Yeah, she's fucking... She's got a bit some there. Zang about it. So.
Yeah.
Four-wheel drive, obviously, as well.
It ends up working loose, that... hub nut works loose. So anyway, that failed. DNF Saturday. So that put a downer on it. And we actually went back. We got towed back to the pits and went, righto, let's go back to show rounds. We pretty much loaded up, didn't we?
Well, there was a lot of talk about do we or don't we?
Yeah.
There was a lot. So there was, I think the first initial conversations we were talking about was...
We're done.
Let's fucking pack up. We're going back to there tonight.
Yep.
Have a few beers. We'll fucking clean everything up.
At that stage, we didn't really understand what actually broke.
Mm.
And is it fixable for Sunday? Is it not? Yeah.
Yep. But that conversation turned around very quickly.
It did, didn't it?
Very quickly to, fuck it, we're doing this.
We're going to go back to showgrounds. Yeah. Let's clean the car. Let's assess it to see what's going on. And can we fix it?
Can we fix it?
Because you can only take enough, you know, certain amount of spare parts with you.
That's one of the other things I actually wanted to bring up, mate. That race trailer has got a lot of parts in it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
A lot of parts.
It does. We can fix most things. And the beauty about off-road racing is everyone wants to help everyone else out.
Yeah.
So even if there was a couple of components were like, well, we don't have a caliper, and there was something else. I can't remember what it was, but JR's like, it doesn't matter if we don't have it. There's a few lads we know.
But I thought we did have everything, didn't we?
Just not a caliper.
That was it.
Yeah.
The caliper was all right.
Caliper was fine. Yeah. Yeah. But even if the caliper was busted, we knew a couple of lads that probably would have had one, yeah, and we would have been able to buy one off them.
Yeah.
So that changed around quite quickly from, fuck, our race is over, it's done, let's just go back, let's clean the car. Because it was, how bad was it? Like, it was muddy, wasn't it?
Oh,
like, mate. The water that I got submerged in, and this, remember, we only did one lap.
Yep.
We got a kilometre into the second lap.
Yeah.
And all of that mud and all of that water was from the first lap.
And Stiffy loves being dirty and muddy and wet.
Anyway, so, and the amount of mud, because we did slip off the road the track a few times into a few melon holes. Anyway, so we went back, we decided, like, let's clean it, let's get it, let's, we've got to clean it anyway, otherwise this shit's going to bake on. And by the time we got it back, jacked up, wheels off, and Justin started pressure washing it, he pretty much came to the vision and the conclusion that we can fix this. We've got the parts. We can do this.
Yep.
Yep. So everyone just strapped in and got it done, didn't they?
Mate, it was a good vibe. It was a good feel. Like, it sort of, it reminded me a lot of the Endeavour rallies that we did. So a lot of the cars that go back in that night broken and were broken, were dusty, but everyone's got a part or everyone's got a beer, and it's just, it was a good vibe.
I reckon he cleaned, how long do you reckon he cleaned that car for before we even worked on it?
Mate,
2 hours?
If it was under 2 hours, I'd stand fucking.
Yeah, it was a good 2 hours. Mate,
it was a good, solid 2 hours.
Yep.
And was it the next day? I think it was the next day that I went to fuel it up.
No, it was that night.
That night.
It was that
and
that
couldn't
night.
Find, because I'd seen where JR, because he had the fuel, buddy, the churns up on the side. And
yep.
I'm going, well, I know the fuel's on the floor and that. And
yep.
So I'm fucking sitting there.
Where's the fuel cap?
Am I just fucking dumb or what? Like, I can't fucking see it. Like,
yep.
And I had to dig.
Yeah.
And I mean dig deep too. Like, it was fucking, I reckon we could have made a fucking whole dinner set out of the clay.
That was inside
that was the bottom around the top of that fuel tank.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was, mate, that was, because it had actually pushed through from the front.
Yep.
And in through the crevices and just, just wedged itself into the front of that
it
car.
It got in there, didn't it?
Yep. Mate, I'm going to have a quick piss.
Yeah, I'm going to press pause. Hang on a sec, we'll be back soon, lads and ladettes. Oh, right, eh? We're back from our little piss.
Yes, that was good.
And we're going to crack another can. Here we go. Yes. Get that up. Fuck, you did a quickie.
Get it.
Yep.
Oh, I was thirsty.
No.
I was thirsty. So, yeah, anyway, so we're back to the fueling. The fucking mud on the floor was like fucking a good 2 inches deep, I reckon.
It was crazy, eh?
Yeah,
nuts. So we got in, we got the car cleaned, fueled up. We filled it right up. Because we knew the next day we needed the car to be absolutely chock-a-block.
So we're also draining diff oils.
Yeah, we did diff oil.
Bleeding everything. So that comes in at every time we come in.
Yeah, bleed the brakes.
Bleed the brakes, the diff oil.
Diff oil.
Someone goes around with spanners, tightens up all the radius rods.
And there was actually a little bit of water in that diff as well, which I'll talk a bit about later on. But when I drained that oil, that's the first time I've seen it a little bit milky. Just because of the sheer amount of fucking water that we drove through.
Does it have a breather?
It does. That's how the water got in.
Is it?
It's up and around loop. Okay. It does a piggy tail. It does a
piggy, yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah. So, that was the... so, we got that fixed. And I don't think we were that late, actually. It was still probably 8 o'clock by the time we finished.
Yeah.
So, we had a little bit of a break and had a feed.
Yep.
And again, Justin's feeds, mate. Like, there's fucking nothing there that he doesn't bring. Like,
yeah.
There's fucking steaks. There's, yep. Yeah.
I think Maddie cooked a... Did he? Yeah, Maddie cooked up a storm. Yeah,
Maddie cooked up a storm. Maddie cooked up a storm on Sunday as well, so...
Correct. So, mate, car got rebuilt in a way. New belt, new brake pads on that one that failed. New brake disc because that broke. New hub. And then what we did was change the retainer clip back to the ones that we kind of used to use. It's a high tensile. It's pretty much an R clip.
Yep.
To secure that nut, all four nuts, really, for Sunday's race. Because Sunday, we had to do four laps. 2 in the morning, then a service break, and then 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So anyway, fueled up. We did everything. Put the car back in the trailer. Had a good night's sleep. And we had to get up pretty early, didn't we? Because we had to actually get up early.
Yeah, it was still 5:30. I'm an early riser anyway, so that sort of that doesn't bother me. But yeah, it was still everyone was in fucking really good spirits.
Yeah,
and we packed up.
Yeah,
we went out there. I had cash this time because the coffee man didn't take fucking cash.
Yep.
And then we're going through the trailer, and Justin's got a fucking coffee machine.
Oh, hang on, hang on. I need to back up a bit. Hang on. On Saturday, first day racing, something happened to you that we haven't talked about.
Saturday.
Yeah. So Friday, you ate a lot of jerky.
Oh, yeah. So we're still going back to that. Yeah.
So Saturday morning, when we get back, when we got out there, you were fucking hobbling around like an old mole. Like an old
mole.
What happened?
Just I got the gout.
I
got the gout.
And you got it hard too, didn't you?
It did come on pretty hard. Like, as far as gout goes, it wasn't my worst attack.
Yeah.
But I did send you a message at like fucking 5 o'clock. I said, got the gout.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I don't think I got it.
I sent it to you. Yeah.
Oh,
fucking,
fuck.
And yeah, so fucking still doing a bit of hobbling around. I'm going, fuck, how am I going to get fucking medication? I've got no medication. This is just going to turn to shit.
So we went out to the racetrack, but on Saturday, by lunchtime Saturday,
made a doctor's appointment, phone appointment, and then got Nash to fucking run me into Gundawindi Pharmacy.
Yep, and get you some fucking gout.
Get me some fucking pills.
Get you some no gout.
So it didn't fuck my weekend. So that was the best part about it. I wore my Crocs.
Yeah,
and if I didn't have them fuckers,
fucking Crocs,
mate, you would have been all over. They were a fucking saviour for gout.
I'd cut me fucking foot off. Fuck the Crocs.
Fuck, mate, I rock Crocs all weekend. And I had a day off yesterday, crocked it up all day.
Oh, of course.
Even went into BMW actually and fucking had a service
with the Crocs on.
Yeah, the salesman didn't even come and look at me actually. For the first time ever, sir.
Yep. I had to bring that up because all the jerky that you took out,
I shared it
around a bit, but fuck, you got into it.
Yeah,
that was the undoing of your gout. That's your gout.
I reckon so.
Yeah, because anyway.
Yep.
So that was
the gout fucking the gout story. But yeah, it didn't fuck my weekend.
No,
so it was
no,
really you, good.
Yep.
So we woke up Sunday morning. Had to pack everything up because that's the end of the day. So it's the Gundy 500 is actually closer to home.
Yeah.
So everything comes down. Everything goes into the fucking trailer.
Yeah.
And fucking off we go.
Off we go. So we get out there and pretty much pull everything out, go to do a sign on, get it breathalyzed. And realistically, we had our start time for Sunday morning. We knew that. We just had to gear up and get in
the
car.
And it was still an early start, actually. So like, I thought the did not finish would have brought you right back through the field, but actually you were still sitting in 10th overall position to roll out.
So. But they actually seeded us back up the line. So we're actually in front of people that finished the race yesterday. It's just, it's part of the seeding. If you DNF, it's like, right, well, where are we going to put you? You are running this type of pace, so we need to put you somewhere. So I think it sort of goes off how you qualify, how you raced last year as well. And they just go, right, we're going to put you in there.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a benefit for us because we were back up the pointy end of the field, not down in the slower cars where we then had to deal with dust and try and go around cars.
Yeah.
So it's also a safety thing. You get put back into the field. Even though you're no longer in contention for the race overall, you get put back into the field where you sort of belong in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are off out racing on the first lap. I'll take you back to the pits now and to what we're doing. Obviously, we're not cracking tins because you're not allowed to crack tins in the pits. We're not doing that. Anyway, so the race trailer, Starlink.
Yeah. Shout out to Elon.
We've got a Starlink.
Yep.
We've got two TVs.
Yeah.
So we've got it connected to the YouTube.
Live stream
for the Gundy 500. So we're sitting there in our chairs, relaxed. We've had brekkie. We're feeling good. We've got the Rally Safe app going so we can sort of track where you guys are. It's fucking pinpointing.
Yep.
Fucking everything's good. So we're sitting back there nice and relaxed.
Yeah.
You're out there getting wet.
Yeah.
Muddy.
Yeah. So the first two laps we did in the morning was Yeah, definitely wet and muddy because the track just turned to shit from the day prior. Yeah. So all of the grass, we tore all the grass off that was there, and now you're left with black clay with wet water over it. It turned to ice. So not all of the track was like that, but in these sections, it was kind of like driving on fucking ice. So we would go into a corner, tippy-toeing into a corner. No, we're trying to go really, really quick, but you can see it. We're just like, right, let's tippy-toe around here. And the car's going sideways and fucking backwards and around in circles. And it's just like, fuck, you want to go quick, but you just can't in these sections. So it was quite funny. And we're getting wet. We had water coming in and rah, rah, rah. There were sections there where you just had to just enjoy it. You know, just enjoy it. And there was one time we come around this corner, and because I'd been around the track now a few laps, like especially on the second lap of Sunday, so that was my third lap in total, I was starting to familiarise myself with, right, Justin, hug the left here because there's a big pothole on the right we've got to stay out of, you know. So I mentioned that to him coming into that corner. I'm like, righto, stick left. Don't drop off into that big dip. Anyway, we get halfway around the corner and I'm like, and I've started calling, or hit it. Fucking why not? It's like I'm not wet enough. And he's like, so then he's like, halfway through the corner, he's like, sorry, bros. It's just where the car's taking us now.
You know, listen,
Linda. Yeah, and I'm like, whatever, yeah. Bros. I'm wet. I'm fucking muddy. Doesn't matter. Just send it, you know.
So you've taking a step back, you're a bit more relaxed now, and fucking yeah, just, yeah. Go,
just go with the flow.
It, I'm wet.
Yep. Oh, and the thing about that is, too, so I've got two cloths in my hands. I've got one tucked under the legs, and the other it's like a microfiber cloth, right? Because every time we went through a muddy puddle, we would get our visors on our helmets would just get covered in mud and water. So I'd quickly wipe mine and then hand it over to Justin, and he would wipe his helmet, and then, you know, it was just. I was forever passing him a microfiber cloth to fucking wipe his visor. And then by the time I had two in there, I wanted to keep the other one dry for the second lap. So as we're halfway through the first lap, I've got this microfiber cloth up in the breeze, still calling the race, doing 140K an hour, holding up a fucking cloth to try and air dry it because I know in about 2K we're going through another water puddle. And that's just piss funny.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to use tear-offs, are
you? No, no, you can't use tear-offs. And tear-offs wouldn't have worked anyway because the water gets in between the tear-offs and then you just have to rip it all off.
Yep.
So you just have to take a rag with you.
Nasty. So that's lap one of four.
Yes, so lap one went good. We had no issues. Yep. We passed a few cars. You're a few fast. Cars passed us with bigger buggies and whatnot. The track started to really turn to shit. Some of the soft sections were deep. The sand sections out there were deep. But we started to really understand the track, where we could push hard, where we couldn't, where we had to tippy-toe. And some of the big melon holes that were hurting the car, we were like, right, this is a section. Let's sort of protect the car a little bit. And realistically, the first two laps went pretty quick. We would do it. So in the big black Chevy, we're talking about the reconnaissance. It took us 3 hours.
3 hours.
We did the first two laps Sunday morning in 59 minutes.
Yep.
So you can sort of see that's the pace we're running. It's quite quick. So we came in after the two laps. We finished that on a high, like we're fist pumping, came in, and really we had an hour. Oh, actually, on the second lap we did, on the pass, all of the one pussy section, we had to go past some power lines, and we noticed the power line. Someone hit the power pole.
Yeah,
one of the cars hit the power pole,
knocked it down,
and knocked this power line. It's just a single power line, knocked it down, and we seen it down. We stayed away from it, but anyway, and then about 400 meters up the track, we saw one of the buggies backwards into a tree. We're like, oh, and they were okay. Well, maybe it was them, maybe it wasn't. But anyway, we came back in. We had an hour. Countdown, as soon as we come across the finish line, the countdown starts on your rally safe in your car for when your third lap starts. So you get an hour to go back into the pits, clean your visors, have a bit of food, fill the cars right up, bleed the brakes, do those sorts of things, you know?
Yep.
You had an hour.
And that's where we take over. So the whole time, Levi sort of took charge there. We've got the churns out. As many turns as we think we need. We've got the jack stands, the tarp, so we're not dropping shit on the fucking ground when we're sort of tightening shit up. Food.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So I made a couple of sandwiches.
You did.
Made some nice sandwiches.
They were good.
Drew
too.
Little pictures on them just to get the fucking moods going. There's a few chockies there to be had. So
yep.
The buggy was actually, yeah, it was all good. Like, just, other than tightening in the new belt.
Yep.
A little bit of cleaning. We had to clean some numbers because you couldn't see shit on it.
Yeah, so we cleaned the numbers. Yep. Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? The hour went pretty quick.
Yeah, so I think the only thing we didn't do that you normally do was change the diff oil.
The front diff oil, yeah.
Which so we don't think was...
Was an issue an or issue, was going to help us for the third lap and the fourth lap.
Yeah.
But we got back in the car with sort of 20 minutes to go on our countdown. And we got handed a piece of paper saying...
That turned a little longer, didn't it?
That the power line was down, so we're going to have a bit of a break. And that ended up being about fucking another hour and a half after that. So yeah. we had to go back out and line up so that we're ready to race. And me and Justin, we just pretty much sat in the car and spoke a bit of shit and had a laugh. And it was actually nicer to stay in the car because it was actually quite warm. Like, the sun was out. And
it wasn't cold. It wasn't cold. It was comfortable. Sitting in the car
was actually quite comfy. So we stayed in the car and anyway, we got a driver's briefing and they just said, right, the power line is fixed and we've actually diverted around some of the wetter sections up that piece. So, yeah, you're going to stay out of that wet section. And we're like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. No worries.
Unless you take a shortcut.
So the afternoon racing, the third lap and the fourth lap started and we really got halfway around the first the third lap and, yeah, we got some vibrations in the front end and then we blew the front diff. So front diff gone, throw it into two-wheel drive. That got rid of that noise and that issue. But we were stuck now in two-wheel drive for a lap and a half.
With a 900cc
yep.
turbo.
So, and on a wet track. Yep. Fun. So, that, yeah, lots of fun. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
The benefit of all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive is that, you know, you can do some crazy speeds but be in a lot of, like, in a lot of control.
Well, yeah.
You have more control in four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive than you do in two-wheel drive.
Yep.
And there were sections there where we were sitting on 120, 130, 150 even and fucking the rear wheels would just start losing traction and you would start sliding in these sort of drifts and that's where it can be a bit – you got to be very careful because if you start drifting at those speeds, it'll bite.
Yeah.
And the car will just
– they flip.
They will just destroy. And you know what? You're not only – we're going to be pretty safe inside the car, but you're going to destroy the car. You're going to bend the chassis. You're going to do all sorts of damage. It's like, right, fuck, we need to slow down a little bit here.
It actually would have got a lot of mud out of it though, I reckon.
What's that?
If you rolled it.
Oh, yeah, true. So but yeah, the damage that it does to the cars when you roll. And you saw a few cars that rolled.
Yeah, we've seen a couple on their lids.
They do break.
Yeah.
So it's like, right.
Bring the wife up, I've broke the mirror.
So we had to slow down a little bit in that set, that third lap and that fourth lap. And when I say slow down, we didn't slow down much. We just took a bit more caution with some of the areas. And the really wet stuff, so that that diversion they put around the power poles, when you got to the end of the diversion, the diversion wasn't far off the original race line, and yeah, we ended up taking the old race line anyway, and it's quite funny because
Justin did see, he thought he'd seen a bit of a shortcut, like a bit of a sneaky shortcut, and he sort of went somewhere,
you weren't
directing there, but he took it upon himself to go there.
Not really. Yeah. I think the car just sort of ended up going that way because we're in two-wheel drive and we should have gone a little bit right. And I'm talking only – you're talking a metre from going left or right. It's not like it's a shortcut, but, yeah, the shortcut was the old track.
Yep.
Straight through the fucking water hole.
The next two cars followed you as well.
Yeah, they did. So, it was fun because you're just like, yeah, let's do this.
Yep.
You know, so had a great time. It was fucking phenomenal. And anyway, the third lap, went well. We come through on two-wheel drive. And then the fourth lap really just went back out for that last lap and just nailed it really in two-wheel drive.
Yeah, and like I'll paint a picture as well. So there's 100 cars that they do a cut-off at 100 cars, yeah?
Yes.
Yep. So 46 started on the Sunday.
A bit more than that?
Was it 40? No.
Or was there 46 finishes?
None, I'm pretty sure it was 46.
Yeah, right.
46 on the starting line at the end of the end of day two. So yeah, that's how tough that fucking race was. And you could see the pits, like the pits was fucking half empty.
Correct.
So, mate, she was a tough race by any means. And, mate, the people out there still cleaning now.
Oh, definitely.
JR sent me a couple of photos. He spent a full day.
Yeah,
he cleaning. Is anal though. He's pretty anal about his stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got to be really, like, with a car like that.
And he also has no fucking time to get ready to go for the next one for the Don River.
Yeah, correct. It's only 3 weeks away.
Fucking hats off to him, mate. He's a fucking toiler. He fucking keeps on going.
Yeah, definitely. So on the last lap when we were in two wheel drive and we were not really up to speed as we were, we actually caught a few cars that are our competitor. Well, one of our competitors. He had some stress too. He had a bit of issues. I think he had some engine lights coming on and putting him into limp mode, and he couldn't go full speed either. So we actually passed him and went around him and checked out. So they were slow as well due to mechanical faults. So, yeah, it was just a grueling race. We actually finished day two in third position overall. Not overall, but section two we call Saturday section one. Section two is Sunday. We finished section two in third place.
Okay, I'm going to put this to you. Next year we turn up there.
Yeah.
What do you do different?
Realistically, the only thing that we'd do different is what we changed for Sunday is the retainer on those nuts.
Yeah.
Because the load, the stress load and the vibrations that you get off the rear wheels make those nuts come loose. There's a few ways that you can retain it. Justin's even come up with a few things that you can put a retainer over it and bolt it down.
Good idea, that.
The R clips, using a high tensile retainer to stop that nut from moving. We know what we need to do with that, so we don't have that problem ever again.
Yep.
We've
actually missed something, and it's probably the one of the most funniest parts out there. So when you guys were going through and went through a bit of a water hole, lost it. Done a bit of a dance.
Oh, yeah, we did.
The dance.
So that was on on the third lap. So, yeah, third lap. It was only like 2Ks from the end, as in like the finish of the third lap before we went out the fourth lap. And we come around this corner, two-wheel drive, and we didn't even know there was a car catching us, and he wasn't in a car in our class. He's a faster car. It's a V8, like trophy truck style. And we've come around this corner, and we've hit this water, and we started sliding. And instead of backing off, Justin's just fed it. He's just absolutely pinned it. And we'd started doing a donut, you know, like, and halfway through this donut, as the dust sort of cleared from spinning half out, and then we had a visual out the front again, there was a fucking bull bar pointing right at, well, not a bull bar, but a car doing, how to explain this, like the Holden Racing Team, where they have two cars, the precision driving team. And you know how they have two cars and they do donuts together?
Yep.
And the front of the car's like a foot away from each other, but they're spinning at the same time. We we did this fucking spin out and we spun together. This car behind us came up and we both spun out. We did this whole donut thing with this. and then as I'm like, fuck! You know, and then I'm looking, and then it was a big dust out, and then we couldn't see the track for a second. And as we drove forward out of this donut, we were off the track, and then we could see the track, but we couldn't see the other car. So we got back on the race line, and then me and JR just pissing ourselves laughing. And he's like, "Where did he come from?" And I went, "Where did who come from? Where did he go? Where did who go?" Anyway, for the next fucking... for the next, I don't know, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, me and him are giggling like girl, like just trying to process.
What the fuck just happened?
Did you see what, it was piss funny how it happened. Like, we didn't have the GoPros running because it was late in the afternoon.
Yeah, that was our fault because we didn't recharge.
It would have been amazing to see that on GoPro or like a visual from a drone up high. It just would have been... fucking amazing.
Maybe we can look at the finish line and get the video of it and find out what that car was and see if they had GoPro.
Yeah, footage. Maybe. Yeah, yeah. So, but that was piss funny because it was just one of those moments where you're just like, I tell you what, and on the last lap, Bo Robinson came past us. He's in the big trophy truck. And he had some problems with a fan belt or something like, or a mechanical issue. But anyway, he was on the side of the track for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and then he got going again. And he caught us back up. We passed him, and then he caught back up. And he come past us in this big, sharp left-hand corner, and he's come around us, and we're just like, yeah, man, go for it, no worries. And he's given us the thumbs up. And then, fuck, he just dusted us. Like, yeah. Those trophy trucks have got some horsepower. And the smell you get from their race field.
And the sound.
Oh, and the sound, mate. It was just like, for about...
Sexual.
For about 5 seconds of having him around us with this big, angry fucking trophy truck, yeah. That thing was just a beast. It was pretty cool. So, mate, that was Sunday. Like, we finished a race, and we finished in third position on Sunday with a busted diff in two-wheel drive. Realistically, our first two laps on Sunday morning we did in 59 minutes, sort of both laps, and that's the kind of speed that most of everyone else was running. So if only, you know, in hindsight, if only we didn't blow a belt, we didn't have all of that, you can't control it.
That's all data, so the data's but, there for next time.
Yeah, correct.
Belt-wise is Can-Am, get some fucking decent belts.
But it's not a Can-Am thing. It's just more of the load and stresses. When you go racing, you're pushing your engine and your components to the limit.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not really a Can-Am issue. It's just, racing, environmental. So, and you know what? That Sunday, we only used one belt on that Sunday. It didn't blow.
There's no rhyme or reason, though, is it?
We did 400.
Like, you do so much, like the fucking bedding into the belts and...
Yeah. So on Sunday, we did four laps on the one belt. Didn't blow. Only one belt on that Sunday.
And you did one lap and blew within 7 minutes.
No, that first lap, it blew within 50K. 45, 50K. So it's just one of those things, mate. Like, fuck.
What do you do? Yeah. That's racing.
That's racing. You know, you can't predict what's going to happen. Yep. You've just got to be ready for it, adapt and overcome, and just fucking get into it.
Yeah, so while you and JR are out there bloody racing around and having fun and shit, so we're packing up the race trailer and so we're ready pretty much to go. So we had the gurney out there. Justin decided he wasn't going to gurney it off.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get going. So we chucked it in there all muddy and shit and packed up, and then we pretty much just left.
We just
fucking disappeared. Like, it was just fucking...
It was time to go.
Yep.
Because obviously we got a 5-hour drive.
It was a big drive.
So
not that you remember the first fucking hour,
mate,
of it.
I jumped in the car with a can and I cracked a can. JR drove, so thanks again to JR because he drove all the way home. I jumped in with a vodka Smirnoff and I finished the whole can.
Yeah, Jai and I were taking the piss out of you, actually. We thought you'd spill it, but you didn't. So but that's off there.
It put me to sleep. I was just like, fuck, I could go to sleep right now. Yep. And I did. Passed out.
Yeah. And then everyone sort of started sort of waking up and coming around again. Yeah, and then it was just the usual banter on the way home. And then we dropped into Warwick for a sneaky hot box.
Yeah, we did.
The old hot box. I got fucking some. V-can. I've never had I was pretty tired myself, so I needed something to wake me up and perk myself up a bit because I had to drive home from JR's and I love a V-can. That thing was fucking putrid, but I drank the lot and felt good. Really good.
What'd you get out of the hot box? Actually, before that, because you had gout and you're on the gout tablets, what couldn't you do on the gout tablets? So you couldn't trust a fart, could you?
You can't trust a fart. So every fart is done on the toilet.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I was in the toilet having a piss. And holy fuck, I don't know what happened, but there was like... There was a bit going on.
Yeah, because I said to Justin, I said, mate, have we got... Because I'm a time schedule bloke, like fucking we stop here, and here. Justin's good, like he's... And I don't think anyone wanted me to shit myself in the car either, so...
Yeah.
I think he had a bit going on there, so... So we pulled up and said... I went in there and...
Destroyed that bottle. Yeah, I'm glad, fucking destroyed it.
I'm glad I didn't fart in the Chevy like that.
Holy fuck, I'm glad you didn't either. The noises were fucking... Oh, anyway, so I got a couple of tatey scallops, even though they call them fucking tatey cakes in the fucking hot box.
Yeah, I'm off that.
Yeah.
I'm off that.
It's not potato cakes.
No, let's fucking put some candles in it and fucking give it to a kid for a birthday and see how they behave.
So I got three of them. I smashed two, and Kai got a Chico roll. And he's like, what's in a Chico roll? And I'm like, oh, you know, just processed fucking dog shit, really. And he's like, all right. So he got a third of the way through it, and he went, nah, I'm not.
I'm fucking not. He's fucking love a Chico roll.
Nah, he's just like, nah, we'll have money.
I think he's had too much veggies in it.
Had one of these potato scallops. He smashed my third one, so that was all right. But no, what did you get out of it?
I got a couple of fucking sweet chili fucking strips or something. Oh,
the chicken strippies. They go right.
Yep, so I got a couple of those and that fucking nasty little V-cam.
Yes.
So that got us fucking all awake and then home.
And that was it. That's the Gundy 500.
That is it, mate. So.
Well, mate, we're going to call it quits. We're just going to...
Fuck no. Woo.
Oh, we're not calling it.
We didn't talk about Matt.
Oh.
So Matt...
Yeah, well, go.
Matt was fucking hot water bottle.
Oh, I forgot about... Yeah.
On the fucking Saturday night. I didn't fucking forget you, Matt. So you and your hot water bottle fucking... I thought Grandma was coming.
So he was... Hang on, before he was even... Yeah, so he went for a shower and he was boiling the kettle.
Oh, yeah. Can you guys watch...
Can you watch the kettle? Yeah. We're like, no worries. What are you having, a coffee? And he went, no.
Filling my water.
We went, what the fuck
is going on here?
You're filling the what? Yeah, I feel... You got a sore back? You got a sore neck? What?
No.
I just like it.
For his feet.
I just like it at my feet.
So.
Matty, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, you and your fucking hot water bottle.
I said to him, fuck, if I had a hot water bottle down in my feet, I reckon I'd piss the bed.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, you should try it. It's so good.
Yeah. And then it was Matty's turn. Matty's turn on fucking Sunday to fucking chime one on, mate. He was fucking all over it.
Yeah, right. Oh, he was. Yeah.
He was fucking... Having a great time.
He was, and you're right, good value. The Nash and Matt, fuck, I can't wait to go race with you guys again.
Yep.
Good lads, and just everyone fits in. Yeah, it's good.
Nash was, I'm pretty sure the fucking Gundawindi fucking car places off fucking Nash and I cleaned his car out underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, there was fucking at least 7 wheelbarrows worth of mud underneath that fucking poutrol.
Good. Righto. Well, mate, is that it? Is that it for the Gundy 500?
Let's finish this one up. So.
Yeah, that's good. All right, that's all we're doing tonight. So for everybody, get out of your head, get into your shed, forget the date, call a mate, and that's it. We're done for tonight.
See yous. Bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to be stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a pool for my steps. Walk away from the pain I've been through. This feeling of good is brand new. This is the moment I break through.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.